Hey folks, Tyler here with this week's UCL audio update. I usually just jump right into the material. I don't like to beat around the bush and give all these tons of announcements about all this miscellaneous stuff going on in the world or whatever, like lots of other people do. I just like to jump into the material. But this week I just want to share some dietary information that I think might be helpful to you, and just some stuff that I've been experimenting with. If you've ever seen the infomercial, late night infomercial shows, there is a wonderful product called the Nutribullet. And then there's also a Vitamix, which is even more powerful, but it's also more expensive. Anyway, these blender products can just cut up all of the stuff that you put in it into very, very small particulate matter. So you can throw, you know, rough veggies and fruits in here, and flax seeds and hemp seeds and chia seeds and fruits and vegetables, and you can make yourself a really absolutely fantastic health drink. A lot of these health drinks, I mean, they're going to be so nutritious because you're eating raw fruits and vegetables and highly densely nutrient-packed nuts and seeds, grounded up, if you choose to. I usually don't put a lot of nuts and seeds in them most of the time, but I usually just do fruits and vegetables. They're just so packed with nutrition that you don't really need to eat as much throughout the day. And then I started researching, if you go to YouTube and you type in one meal per day, there's all this wonderful information about how healthy it is to eat one meal per day, and how the three meals a day that we're all used to is just a cultural thing, and they go throughout the whole history. You know, when the Europeans came to the Americas, the Native Americans were seen as uncivilized because they didn't sit down and have meals together three times a day. They just didn't have meal time. Whenever they were hungry, they went out into the field and they picked some corn off of the stalk, and they just ate it. They didn't really, eat that much, and they didn't really eat together. And so they were seen as uncivilized because of this. And if you look at indigenous cultures all throughout the world, all throughout history, there's many, many other instances of cultures going a couple days in a row without eating. And then they would, you know, catch some game, or they would get some berries and food and stuff that they would gather together and they would eat. It's not necessary to eat every single day. Now us, we're all used to this, and we all, you know, we don't have lunch, we'll get hungry, but that's due to habit. Because you eat three meals a day, or, you know, maybe some people eat two meals a day, maybe some people eat five or six meals a day, but because we're used to that, we develop the aptitude for that, and it's mostly brainwashing and conditioning. Whatever you believe in your mind is going to become a reality for you. So if you believe, oh, I should have eaten, I forgot, I skipped lunch, it's your brain, due to your programming, is going to tell your stomach that you're hungry. Okay, so if you break through the conditioning and the programming and you research some of this history and see that people today are in the Western world are also eating less and eating one meal a day, or eating, you know, only fruits, or only fruits and vegetables, or, you know, much more simple diets without all these complex cooked foods and 75 ingredients in your meal when you eat it, and artificial preservatives and all these different things. It takes your body a lot of energy to digest, you know, 20 to 50 different ingredients simultaneously, especially different food groups. If you've got fats, and you've got proteins, and you've got veggies, and you've got, I mean, milk, and it takes so much energy on your system to do that. And what's happening is people are getting all these health ailments, all these variety of health conditions, and they're sleeping more because their body needs time to rest and recover from processing, digesting all these complex foods, especially cooked foods, because they don't have enzymes in them, but also just combining different foods at the same time, having lots of different ingredients, eating three meals a day and snacks and everything. And I've really come to this discovery through recent research that fasting is very helpful, and you don't have to, like, oh, I'm not going to eat for 10 days and just do that like once a year. I'm talking about is try going 23 hours without eating and then just eat one meal the next day. And you'll be giving your body so much time to rest and repair and detoxify the cells and the glands and the organs that have been all clogged up when you are not overburdening them with having to constantly work and digest food. They can actually rest, repair, and heal. In addition to that, when you eat foods, the foods that we're eating, and this, folks, this is goes way beyond just eating, organic without pesticides and non-GMO. That's just a kindergarten level stuff here. I'm talking about a little bit more advanced than that. But when you eat any grains and any meats, including seafood and any dairy and any nuts and fats and stuff, some people believe that your body's not meant to eat this stuff, and it causes actually, when your body eats anything, it causes waste products that your body needs to cleanse out and stuff. So, but especially those other foods that many people are claiming were not really even meant to eat. And so there's all this stuff there. If you go onto YouTube and type, or any search engine, but YouTube is great to use as a search engine because then you get to watch videos. It's easier to learn through videos for most people. So you type in mucus-less diet. Mucus, MUCUS, LESS, one word or two, I guess one word would probably be better. Mucus-less diet. Just do some research on it. There's a book out there, the something healing mucus-less diet, and then type in one meal per day. Now, you might think, oh, I'm not going to get enough protein. Oh, I'm not going to get enough. It can clearly be debunked. It can clearly just trust me. Just look into it and decide for yourself. But the guy, when you type in one meal per day on YouTube, there's this big, strong, big black guy, right? One meal a day, one meal per day. Vegan strong man eats one meal a day. This guy holds the world record deadlift. Okay, I believe that's when they crouch, bodybuilder crouches down and tries to pick something up either over his shoulders or whatever the case may be, and lift it up over his head. The world record for the most amount of pounds lifting that up multiple years in a row and other world records is this big fit. I mean, you just look at him with his shirt off. He's obviously is very big and fit and strong, and he's got the world record. So if he eats one meal a day and he gets enough protein and is a bod professional bodybuilder, and just listen to his interview, he's calm, he's relaxed, he's not stressed, and that has a lot to do with the diet, but he also says he does meditation and different techniques. So look into it. And one of the important things is, even if you look into these things, you don't have to follow them to the extreme to get a major benefit. Even just by cutting down your consumption to, one solid meal a day, and then having these NutriBullet shakes, earlier in the day. It's better to eat the more complicated meals with multiple food groups in them later on in the evening, because then it kind of winds your body down. Your body does need to, it does make you tired because it has to process and digest the food. And if you're going to be going to bed in a few hours anyway, that's the best time to do it. Unwind your mind. Don't do hard, mental work or physical work later on at night, and just kind of wind down. But actually, this guy says he does, not late at night, but later on in the evening, he does do his resistance weight training. He says that he does cycling or some sort of cardio earlier in the day, and resistance training later in the day. So it's very interesting stuff. Now, one of the things I started to do was, I try my best not to eat breakfast. And it's interesting, whether you like them or you don't like them. I study all, politicians and celebrities and athletes, and whether I care about them or not, we'll just leave that aside. But Donald Trump only sleeps 4 hours a night, apparently. And he's got tremendous energy. He's got a clean bill of health. He's got, I think his doctor said, he's the healthiest man he's ever seen. And the guy's like 70-something, 70, 71, 72. The guy, you know, is really looks healthy. Like, look at his face. Like, he, you know, look at how much energy he has. Look at how he's traveling all around and flying on planes every single day right now. And he's healthy, and he doesn't really eat. You know, I saw him eating like I saw him eating a thing of fried chicken on a plane. I mean, you know, from KFC, and I'm not really a big fan of KFC, but and clearly he doesn't. You know, he's got a lot of energy, but he doesn't eat. You know, all raw foods and stuff. I hear he eats. He's a meat and potatoes guy, but you know, one of the things he said was he doesn't eat breakfast. He tries not to eat breakfast. So very, very interesting. Now, when I started to do this, when I started to not eat breakfast, sometimes I wake up, have coffee in the morning, and that keeps me going. I can go for 5, 6 hours before I need to eat anything, and I have more energy. When I realize that I eat breakfast, I eat, you know, eggs and toast, or maybe something a little bit more plant-based. I just starts to drain. You know, it starts to drain on me. My body's got to work to try to process all that stuff. So, hey, if it works for you, if it helps you, if you don't need it and you have the same amount of energy from eating a big greasy breakfast, then do whatever you want. But I'm sharing this because I know probably a lot of people on here. If you don't think about it, you don't know to try it. If you don't know that other people are doing it, you can't copy them and try it. And if it gives you more energy, then do it. You know, the body, there's this other guy, pull him up here in a minute. What's his name? Oh, Dr. Sebi, Sebi, an herbalist. He died recently, I think he was in his 80s. Herbalist who is known for detoxifying formulas, tonics, and supplements, and eating a very simple, mucusless, plant-based diet. He did a lot of work in Honduras. He did a lot of work in the United States. He was actually prosecuted in New York because he went and said that he's cured people of cancer and AIDS and herpes and lupus and blindness and diabetes and all these things. And so he was prosecuted in New York, and he actually won because he was able to prove that he was able to cure all these things. And so the judge and the prosecutor dismissed the case, or he won the case, or whatever happened. I'm still looking into it. But yeah, it's all over the internet. The official story of Dr. Sebi. Dr. Sebi, let's see, died on August 6th, 2006. That's recent. That's last month. Okay, well, apparently he died last month, and the circumstances are a little suspect and not that pleasant. But you know, he lived in his to his 80s or maybe even 90 or something like that. He's apparently the guy who helped Magic Johnson, helped Michael Jackson, helped Lisa, quote, Left Eye Lopez, one of the female singer trio, the rap slash R&B band TLC, who had a bunch of hits. You remember that song, "Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls, please stick to..." You remember that song in the 90s? Remember MTV in the 90s? Remember all those songs? So anyways, yeah, she was like one of his biggest endorsers and stuff, and apparently people reached out to all the black leader, he's African, all the, and his healing methods are very African based. They're not Western medical based, obviously. And so it's this funny clip that you can find in this interview on YouTube, and he's telling the guy who's interviewing him, you know, after we healed all these people and it was effective and it was working every single time, you know, we thought that we could go to all the leaders of the black community, and we can go to Louis Farrakhan, and we can go to Jesse Jackson, and we can go to Al Sharpton, and we can go to Oprah Winfrey, and they would tell all of their followers that we have these cures. And he realized that he was wrong, that all those leaders of the black community are gatekeepers and are not interested in the healing of black people. Or, I mean, you could say the same for all the people out there, whatever race they are. the people that are in these positions of power and influence have a lot to gain by keeping their mouths shut about amazing things that can heal the people or benefit the people. So, anywho, Dr. Sabi's Cell Food, Dr. Sabi's S-E-B-I-S, Cell, C-E-L-L, food.com. Dr. Sabi's Cell Food provides herbal supplements to cleanse and nourish every cell in your body. So apparently they sell herbs and ship all over the world. And then there's some interesting five mysteries surrounding the life and death of Dr. Sabi. There's a bunch of YouTube videos, very good information. And my favorite interview, whoops, what happened there? Dr. Sabi. I like the Dr. Sabi on the Rock Newman Show. Dr. Sabi on the Rock Newman, N-E-W-M-A-N Show. So, anyways, you may want to look into his stuff, and you may want to look into mucusless diet, and you may want to look into one meal a day, vegan strong man eats one meal a day, the world deadlift weight builder. You got Dick Gregory, or is that Baba Dick Gregory talking about him? Anyways, there's lots of, Michael Jackson, there's all these people that know about him and his work. And it was featured on the news a few times. And again, he was prosecuted, but he won. So anyways, the protein food, Dr. Sabi, the protein food myth. Okay, so anyways, a lot of this has to do, you can be perfectly healthy being a vegan, no meat, no dairy, no animal foods. Now, one of the things that I started incorporating, I feel really good on this diet. If you're going to eat, or I figure if I'm going to eat a meal for satisfaction and getting a few other, foods and food groups in there and warm, cooked foods, it just, it's kind of a comfort food thing. We really, a thing of, toast with hot soup or mashed potatoes or something like that. It's really, you're not really eating that for nutrition. You're really mostly just eating that for the satisfaction of it. So try to eat it slow to enjoy it and, eat with company and have a good time and eat slow, watch a movie and just enjoy yourself with it. And if you do, then you will get the satisfaction out of that and not need to be eating all day long. Because I feel like, and my friend was telling me about this with the mucusless diet, people are unsatisfied or unhappy with their lives or on some unconscious level depressed or just not fully fulfilled in their life. They're not going out there, having fun, skydiving and parasailing and traveling the world and going to different cities, and they're not doing cartwheels in the sand, playing with kids. We may all from time to time do some degree of some of these things, but our life is meant to be fulfilled in happiness and joy and fun and adventure. And since we're not, we fill those voids with food. We fill those voids with the foods that are not good for us, that tend to satisfy those lack of satisfaction, fulfillment in our lives. People that have not been in love, have not had a romantic relationship for a while, feel unfulfilled in that area. I mean, just ask yourself, when you were in those situations, do you just go out and eat a lot? Or do you eat, rich, fried foods a lot? Just a question, but I think that rings true for a lot of people, whether they realize it or not. And so my friend was telling me, if you just plan and not, just eat one meal a day, and for those other, or you could snack on just fruits throughout the day, but if you plan your life, try this for 2 weeks and just plan going on an adventure once a day. Taking 2 hours out and going and doing something fun, traveling out of town, going to a national park, going, trying different things, having fun, doing them with friends, being social, and doing it a lot more than you have, and see if there's even a need to eat. I find this is so true. When I go out and in my happiest state of being, I'm not hungry. It's like, oh, other people are eating around me, but I don't need to eat. You know, I go to a restaurant just to kind of get out of the house and sit down there and, you know, socialize with the waiters, waitresses, people that work there, people sitting next to me at the bar. And I look at the menu, and a lot of times I'm not hungry and I don't want to eat anything. I'm just it's a force of habit. I used to just order stuff and eat it. But now I just don't want to. If you're actually are aware of what your body and your mind and your spirit are and your heart are really truly craving, you can set aside the urge to fulfill the habit. I mean, this habit of just eating three meals a day and just, okay, you know, it's hundreds of thousands of times throughout your life. It's just a force of habit. You really have to watch a lot of this stuff to deprogram your mind and then give yourself the choice and the option. And if you want to go and eat at that time, you can eat if you really feel you want to. But I found myself just leaving the house and going somewhere just to eat, to get out of the house. And I just replaced eating at home with eating out a lot for a period over the last year. And now I'm finding that I don't really need to eat, so now I have to find other things to do. But if you do and you're having fun, I realize that I don't even need to eat that day. And if you ever experience, if you just meet someone, you know, if you go on a date and you meet someone and you just really just instantly connect with them and you really enjoy their company and it's mutual back and forth. You have these feelings of happiness, excitement, and affection for each other. I just find I don't need to eat. I mean, just being with that other human being and enjoying their company and laughing and smiling and holding each other and going and, you know, doing things, like, you don't need to eat. I definitely have experienced that, where it's like, oh, wait a minute, this is fulfilling me so much in my soul and my spirit that I don't need to eat. But then, due to force of habit in those times, in years past, I just, oh, look, it's getting late, we should go get something to eat. Or, it's getting late, all the restaurants are going to close soon, let's go out and grab something to eat before the restaurants close down, right? So, you know, because the time the restaurants close, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. So, just something I want to share with you all, if you want to look into that for yourselves. Now, whether or not you go to whatever lengths you go to, this NutriBullet thing, I'm sure most of you have something. They had, what was the other one that came out before? There was, before the NutriBullet, there was like a Magic Bullet. I think it was made by a different company, but this NutriBullet one is pretty good. And what I found is that just by using this and eating these, having these NutriShakes, or they call them NutriBlasts, whatever, they're all superfood, they're all pretty much raw, and you can find the ability to put more fruits and vegetables into your diet easier without having to just sit there and eat. And, you know, it's just boring to sit there and eat fruits, you know, and eat vegetables. You have to chew so much, and it just gets boring after a while to eat that amount of fruit and vegetables that is really required to get the vitamins that you need. You gotta chew a lot and eat a lot. And then you gotta get really creative with how do you make the vegetables taste good. And then you gotta put oils and spices and all this stuff on them, and you gotta cook them with other foods. And it just starts to get really complicated. So another way that you can put fruits and vegetables into your diet is with this NutriBullet, because when you literally just blend it up, it's just like drinking a Slurpee. It's just like drinking a smoothie, and it's delicious. And I truly think that when we were kids, we really craved these Nutra shakes, but we went for the Slurpees. You know, I always was, hey, you know, like driving around with my dad or my mom or whatever, hey, usually it was my dad, hey, can we stop at 7-Eleven so I can get a Slurpee, right? And you go in and, you know, your parents pay a dollar or so and you get this big, big gulp Slurpee. And it's just sugar, water, and ice. It's just ridiculous. And it's artificial flavors and chemicals. But it would be like bright yellow or bright orange or bright red or bright green. And we crave those colors and we crave that sugar. And we didn't know any better. Now, here's a way that you can get the color and the sugar and the satisfaction and the taste with the vitamins, minerals, and nothing that's bad for you with these NutriShakes, because I'll give you a couple of recipes that I've been doing. And when you order this, you can find this in Walmart too, by the way, the NutriBullets. It comes with a book with all these recipes in it. Now, a lot of people are very familiar with having green drinks, so I'm just going to skip over green drinks, because obviously a lot of leafy vegetables and stuff that's good for you is green and very important for you. So, you know, the green drinks everyone is already familiar with. Actually, I'll touch on one recipe that I like that maybe people haven't had. If you buy a bunch of cilantro and parsley and put that, you could also do some basil. And you could also do some organic romaine lettuce and a little bit of kale if you want. But the main things are cilantro and parsley, fresh cilantro and parsley, or just either one of them by itself, or you can mix them together and just throw them in to the blender. And you can throw a bit of a green apple in there too. Celery, cucumber, mint leaves, coconut water, spinach, zucchini, chlorella powder, or whatever green drink powder, a little bit of green tea, ice if you want, but cilantro and parsley. I guess you need a little bit of ice, or actually, instead of ice, you can just put some cucumber in there, cucumber, celery, a little bit of romaine lettuce. Bok choy too, because it's got a lot of liquid in it, and when you blend it up, there's a lot of water that comes out. So like cucumbers is mostly water. So look at these things to get the water, because the greens are very thick. You know, they're very fibrous. So you got to kind of like either dilute it with put some water in with it, or ice, or just like some cucumber or something like that. A little bit of fresh broccoli too, can't hurt you. But cauliflower maybe. But you blend this up, and it's tastes so fresh and it's so bright green, it's just like ridiculous. So those are the green drinks, which I said I wouldn't talk about, but I did anyway. Another recipe I like, which I had recently, was the red drink. Okay, now by the way, you can do red drink, you can do purple drink, you can do yellow drink, you can do an orange drink. The problem with mixing different colors together is because you're just gonna drink something that looks brown and like poop. Who wants to drink a brown poopy shake? Okay, it's gonna be healthy for you, but my preference is to just space it out. One day, or for breakfast or lunch, have a green drink, and then later on in the day have your red drink, and then the next day have a purple drink, and then the next day have an orange drink. Just kind of space it out. And a lot of people believe that doing this is really nourishing, beneficial, support and strengthen your chakra systems. So this is what I do, is I don't really mix different colors together to get brown. I will always put one color at a time, okay? So the red drink that I did recently, which, and by the way, this drink, I mean, I've never had this flavor of a drink before. It was just so delicious, because you just never mix all these things together in your life. We eat the same stuff our whole lives, and then we never mix certain other things together that just blend really well together. And are just so complementary, and they just go really well together. So this is what I did recently. I took fresh, I usually buy organic because of the pesticides. You want to avoid the pesticides. Organic food does not have pesticides that are sprayed, or doesn't have them purposely sprayed on it. They may have some residues of pesticides blowing through the air from nearby fields that are not organic, but they don't purposefully have chemicals that are bad for you sprayed on them. They use other methods and techniques to avoid pests eating all the food up on the farmers. So what I did in the green drink was organic raspberries, organic strawberries, a little bit of watermelon, and again that really adds a lot of water to it as well, a handful or two of goji berries, which you can pretty much only get the dried goji berries, but anything you put in there, like seeds and stuff, that's all gonna get chopped up and blended up really well, okay? Red chard stems, okay? And because when you buy a red chard, it's like sometimes you take the leaves and you have like a little wrap with them instead of using like a wheat pita wrap, and then sometimes you take the green leaves and you put them in your green drink, but then what do you do with the red chard stems? And they're really good for you. They have a lot of natural sodium. You know, these leafy greens and vegetables that have sodium in them are really good for us. One of the number one things we need is sodium. And if you have adrenal fatigue or you've been not sleeping a lot, you know, sodium is really important. You've got sodium, potassium, calcium, and well, oxygen, water, sodium, potassium, calcium, and magnesium are the top biological things that we need in our body in order of importance. If you don't have oxygen, you know, try living a while without any oxygen, you're just gonna die. Water, same thing. But sodium and potassium are next in quantity of how much we need them and level of importance. If we don't have them, you know, our cells won't have any energy. Sodium, potassium pumps will shut down. So we need sodium, we need potassium, we need calcium, we need magnesium. But the calcium and magnesium are less important on a critical level because we have stored calcium and magnesium in our bones. And then our body will pull out the calcium and magnesium from our bones whenever we need them for metabolic processes. But the problem with not getting enough calcium and magnesium in your diet is because your body will start to pull it out of your bones on a regular basis, and eventually you won't have any more in your bones, and you'll have osteoporosis, or you'll be more susceptible to easily fracturing or breaking your bones and your teeth and different things like that. So, but we can live a long time without calcium and magnesium. It's not a life thing because we have a skeletal system that will break calcium and magnesium out for us. But sodium and potassium is extraordinarily important. So my doctor told me that red chard is really good for sodium for people that haven't been sleeping well and adrenal fatigue issues. Beets as well. So you can put some beets in there. Cherries, those red cherries are just, man, you know, sometimes I sit there and I just make. There's a big benefit to just having one ingredient at a time because your body only needs to digest that one ingredient at a time. Okay? So that's another dietary trend that you can research, but there's a lot of merit to it. A lot of times, if I do eat breakfast in the morning, it's only one ingredient. I'll just take watermelon, blend it up in this shake, and drink it through a straw, and I'll just have watermelon, or I'll just have grapes. There's organic purple grapes or the green grapes. It's so delicious to just put them in there by itself with nothing else added. You don't really need ice, but if you want, you can put a couple ice cubes in there, chill it up, drink it through a straw. It's just delicious, and gives you so much sugar for the day, and it's great. I mean, there's all sorts of different ideas about glucose and sugar, but based on my research, if you're not eating other food groups within 3 hours in each direction, you can eat as much fruit as possible, whether you blend it up in a, keep the fiber. You gotta keep the fiber in there, okay? But if you blend up, you know, watermelon or grapes, and have either just, you know, one ingredient blended up like that, or cantaloupe, or what was the other one? Dates and water and a little splash of cinnamon if you want. This will fuel your brain and your body for long, 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 long time, and you won't need to eat, you know, eggs for breakfast. You won't need to eat anything for breakfast. It'll give you a lot of energy. And it's not bad for you, the sugar running through your system, because it is with the fiber, and so it is controlled release of sugar as you're digesting it. And that is generally good. Problem is if you have proteins and carbohydrates and other foods within a few hours in either direction, then you start to release these carbohydrates and these proteins and these other things, and it's something called glycotoxins. When you have the sugars running through the bloodstream at the same time as fats and proteins, it prevents the sugars from assimilating into your cells. So then you got all this loose excess sugar, and then your body needs to release some hormone or chemical or something like that to clean up all the excess sugar so it doesn't damage and what happens is it winds up causing inflammation all over your body, your tissue, you know, your tissues, your muscles, your cell, all cells all over the body, just goes to systemic inflammation. So you don't want to have a big, like the worst thing for someone. And you know what? Some people have a strong constitution, and they haven't been beat up over the years of bad health habits, bad sleep habits, bad, you know, traveling a lot, immune, catching some virus, catching some infection. Some people are pretty strong, and what I'm saying, you might notice no difference whatsoever, and that's fine. But you know, the knowledge could be helpful for you later in life or someone else that you know. So, you know, one way to test this is if you have a protein-rich meal, like you have a fish or a slab of meat or something like that, and other food groups, and you know, oil with some of fat, you know, olive oil, you know, covered with your vegetables. And so you got your olive oils and your fats, and you got your meats and your fats, and then you drink, you know, two big glasses of fruit juice, like pasteurized, store-bought fruit juice from the you know, with the fiber taken out, just the juice, okay? You will see, because now you have all this sugar immediately just flooding the system, and you got this protein, this fat, and if you feel like crap from that, then you know that you know this is a problem in your body, and it could be wreaking havoc in your body, or over time of doing it enough, it could wreak havoc in your body and cause a lot of problems, or exacerbate existing problems. So, if you're going to do the fruit drinks and fruit shakes, do them early in the day or after you fasted, not had any proteins or fats going through your system, particularly. So you can look in more into this topic by looking up fruitarianism. These are people that only eat fruits. And you know, you can be into fruitarianism and still eat other foods, but follow that diet 80% of the time because it works for you. Any of this stuff that I'm saying, if it works for you, you may want to continue doing it. So anyways, let me just go back. I know I kind of get off topic. So my red drink was raspberries, strawberries, watermelon, goji berries, red chard stems if you have them in your refrigerator, beets if you have them in your refrigerator. That's basically it. Sometimes I just put cherries. You can put cherries in here too, or pomegranate seeds. Sometimes I just put cherries in the blender. It takes a long time because you got to pull all the pits out of them. But cherry juice, it's one of the freshest tasting, cleanest tasting things I've ever had. It's just having a half a glass or a full glass of just cherry juice drinking through a straw with ice. I mean, it's just amazing. But hey, these blenders are really good at breaking down into very small particles so that your body doesn't even need to put in a lot of work digesting this stuff. The fact that it gets blended up in this, they call it a patented blah 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 extraction blade type of a thing. It just is, the nutrients are just ready to go right into the cells, and your body doesn't need to work to digest them, and then so it's easier, it's more relaxing on your system and your organs. So that was my red drink. I also did a yellow drink, which was so fun to make, and I was just making. I was like in my inner child. I was like a little kid. I was like jumping up and for joy. I was like, oh my God, look at this! My friend that I was with, we were making this yellow drink with pineapples, cut up pineapple. I don't know if we put grapefruits or a little bit of oranges in there or something. Yellow peppers. You know, you can get those peppers in red and yellow and green. You know, they come in orange. Yeah, they come in like bright orange too. So we took the yellow pepper out of that colored pepper package. Might have put a little bit of ginger or turmeric in there. You got to be careful with the ginger because you don't want to overpower the taste of everything with the ginger. But I think we put a little dab of ginger in there. Ginger is really good for you. So that was the yellow drink. And I'm not going to go through every because there's a recipe booklet in here. I mean, you could do purple cabbage and grapes and blueberries and get your purple fix, but they say one of the healthiest things that you can do is to have these colorful drinks, a variety of different colors, and just rotate them around. And there's a lot more you can do with the Nutribullet. or the Vitamix, which is a more expensive version. The Vitamix, I believe, is the one that you can put a cell phone into it or an iPad and blend it, and it'll make it into dust. So the Vitamix is really the top of the line as far as breaking things down as small as possible. But as far as if you're just going to use fruits and vegetables and stuff, I guess the Nutribullet is fine and is a more affordable option. I think it's like $50 or $75 or something like that. So check it out. I don't really do a lot of recordings going off topic, talking about things other than contract law and debt remedies and things like that, but I just feel it's valuable information, and it's taken me a long time to figure out the things that I figured out, and feel free to utilize it or share it with somebody who cares a lot.